Referrals suck. Introductions are awesome. You don't want referrals. Referrals are terrible. Here's a name. Call this guy. This guy doesn't know me. You know, this lady doesn't know me. They're not going to want to pick up the phone. I want an introduction. Best, I want an introduction over drinks, coffee, breakfast, whatever the case is, right? I want, at minimum, I want a three-way text. I want something that is personal from them. And I'll tell you, when you get client experience to a high level, introductions become simple. They happen all the time. And you grow your agency organically. Welcome to episode 9 of the Advisors Collective podcast. I'm Joshua Mock, your host. I'm excited about this episode. I own an RIA, owner risk management company that's all across the country that's currently doing over 8 figures a year and on our way to a 9-figure business very, very quickly. And I want to share with you as financial advisor to financial advisor, right, for us to connect on a show that really talks about how to actually build your practice, build your firm, do something big, and put yourself in a position to win. So one of the things I did was I read a book years ago called Supernova by Rob Knapp. It's an amazing book that really breaks down and I think helps advisors to understand some of these different philosophies, because you need to make a decision as an advisor to either A, live in the world of boutique. You're going to stay small. You're going to run this little boutique. You've got your clients. You're going to essentially keep things the way that they've always been, right? And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You're either wanting to live in that place where you're totally cool with how things are and you don't want to change, which probably isn't you watching, because those people don't usually need to do anything. They don't need to get better. They don't need to watch podcasts. They don't need to read books, right? Because they're just doing things the way they've always done. The other side is I'm looking for change and I want to scale. I don't want to run this little boutique anymore. I want to build something that's valuable, something that's potentially sellable, and an exit strategy, right? And that's when you move out of these little kind of baby boutique kind of things into scale, right? Not one location, but maybe 4, 5, 6, 10 locations. It might not just be you as the advisor in that one location, but multiple advisors and a lot of support staff serving a larger total client base. Supernova is a huge book. It was a massive book for financial advisors, but there's basically what they talk about in the book is the Supernova process, which aims to help advisors deliver exceptional service while scaling. So number one is client segmentation. Client segmentation is how to focus on smaller, high value, personalized, high touch relationships, like how to really get in with a smaller group. This often actually will mean reducing total number of clients that you actually have in scale, right? So that comes into the team approach that we'll talk about point two here. So point one is client segmentation. Point two is team-based approach. The book advocates basically for building a team to handle administrative tasks, client service, allowing the advisor to focus on just pure relationship, in building that strategic advice for that family, okay? And then number three is 12-4-2 frameworks. We're going to walk through this. This is the hallmark of Supernova. And essentially, it's a consistent client contact system. So it's 12 contacts a year. That's a monthly contact. So at minimum, one monthly contact with each client. 4 quarterly meetings where you're focusing on these specific aspects of the financial plan for them. You know, you want to do 2 semi-annual in-depth reviews where you're actually evaluating and adjusting overall financial strategy. You're looking at essentially everything at a much deeper level than the normal quarterlies. Point number 4 is time management. So getting into your time management, the process that stresses, you know, that discipline, time management. We talked about that on the last episode. And essentially allocating time for client service, prospecting, and professional development. I'm going to circle back to this one here in a moment. Number 5 in Supernova is client experience. So the Supernova approach basically centers around this, like creating this wow factor for people. You want to create a wow experience for clients. And to get people to feel that valued, through this super proactive communication, you're building this tailored service for them. And then number six is systemization. I think if you have a CRM that's done really well, it will help you to do this more efficiently. So by standardizing work process workflow, an advisor can maintain a really high quality service across basically the smaller clients all the way up to the elite client base. So that's what the six points are. But now I want to actually talk about them. Client segmentation, first off, how do you do this? How do you have a deeper, more meaningful relationship with clients while also in getting higher touch? How do I go to 4 quarterly meetings? You're talking about a meeting every quarter with clients. According to Rob Knapp, you've got to basically have under 100 clients. And we all know, for most of us, we're not in a situation that we're there. If we only had 100 clients, depending on the size of your book and your average client size, you might say, if I only had 100 clients, I would be broke. My clients are way too small for that to be the case. So that's one potential factor. Number two is you might say, I don't have an ability to scale down to that number, which is where number two in the team-based approach comes from. So we'll circle back to that. So number one, one of the biggest things you got to do is work your prospecting. I think it was episode 9 just before this or one before that. I talked about prospecting and doing meetings, basically gatherings, client events, prospecting events for these influential high net worth clients. How do you attract and into your life? How do you get introductions? How do you end up on the golf course with basically higher net worth prospects so that you can slowly, it's not going to happen overnight, scale up your average clientele, right? You want to get to that place, depending on who you are and what your business looks like, where maybe for every one account, you know, you're servicing $1 million on average. Or you might say, no, I want it to be $2 million. But you might be working much more mass affluent, and that's where you're down more in the $500,000 to $1 million per account. Because let's say they've got over $1 million, but they've got a couple of accounts with you. So when you look back and you pull back at your total account size, you might see I have 300 accounts and I have X millions, right? Whatever that number is for you, you need to start to segment the clients. The only way to do this really efficiently is with a great CRM, okay? I mean, at my firm, I created my own CRM because I didn't think anybody in the industry was doing it very well. You need a process where you can essentially create that gold, silver, bronze, you know, whatever you like to, I like to stick with the old Olympics, right? Gold, silver, bronze. I like to stick with the core. So you need to segment your clients like that. You have to create a way where you got them all in one centralized place, one centralized database. You have to then tag those people as to who they are so that you can go in, because you're not going to keep up with every single client in this manner. You cannot sustainably meet with every client every quarter. It's not possible. So what you need to do instead is segment the book out where you go, I meet with my gold clients inside of the 12-4-2 framework. I meet with my silver clients half as often, and I meet with the bronze clients once per year. You're gonna need to clean that up, and the only way to do that is through a great CRM where you're tagging your clients appropriately so that you can search them and just pull up all your gold clients, pull up the silver clients, that kind of thing. So this is gonna allow you to keep up the 12-4-2 framework. It's impossible without a great CRM. Number two, back to the team-based approach, you really need to build a junior. Everybody needs to get a junior inside of their office, somebody who looks up to them, wants to learn from them, and somebody that what Supernova is literally taking this bottom segment of your book, taking the bronze clients and literally giving them, not buying them, not, you get a junior inside of your office and you put yourself in a position to just gift that to somebody. Now, hopefully you're at a place where there's some form of a contract in place where you're either running your own office and you're putting that person on a W-2 with maybe incentives or something of that nature to get paid more as they grow that, or maybe you've got some kind of a commission structure set up inside your office or on your fee base where you're capturing some kind of spread. You know, you're at a contract of 70%, you're putting them on a 40%, and you're capturing the 30% difference between your contracts. You need a system that allows you to still get paid on the hard work and the clients that you created. You don't want to give them away, okay? If you're somewhere who, like, you know, a company you're literally gifting it away, okay, you should give us a call, because you don't want to be in a place like that. That sucks, because you worked really hard to do that. And then you're having to like give away part of your book. That's insane. You want to give it to somebody, but you also need to receive back in the form of this compensation. It's almost like a buyout, right? Where they're buying you out over those clients over a period of time based on the contract agreement that you put together. So you need a junior, you need somebody who can take over those clients. And let's say you gift it off 30, 40, 50, maybe it's 100. I had an enormous amount of clients, and when I learned this and needed to supernova off a lot of them in order to free myself up to go get new clients. I couldn't get client acquisition because you're so bogged down servicing the old clients, right? So 1242 framework, back to this framework. If you're going to do monthly check-ins, you need to think about back to CRM. You need a system that can just email out automated. We've created, in our case, we don't do once a month. We do once a week out of our firm. I created a 52 email campaign series where basically a client's receiving an email once a week. Nothing crazy. Email's that crazy. They're getting something from their financial advisor, somebody that's trusted. And if you're writing meaningful content, it's something that they want to at least skim their eyes over, right? So, but they're feeling like you're there. They're feeling like they know that you're there. There's her contact information. I can hit them up whenever I need. If there's just a button, I know in about a week, I'm going to get an email. And click that button, schedule a time through their automated process, and get online and talk to them really quickly for, let's just say, a quick snapshot review, something they're concerned about. You've got to make it easy nowadays, very easy, to meet with you. If people have to call you to book an appointment, insanity. That needs to change. The idea that I would have to call somebody to book an appointment is perturbing. Now, that's not going to be the case for a lot of your older clients. Sometimes people have a hard time segmenting these thoughts. Your old clients who's been with you for 10, 15, 20 years, right? Those clients have always called you. They're going to want to still call you. Perfectly fine. But you should also, in your next review, attempt to train them, right? Try to train them to like, hey, you do get email. Click the link next time. You can just find, because they don't got to go back and forth with me through text. You don't got to call and I don't pick up and I'm trying to call you later that day. You do want to manage behavior the best you can as it relates to your calendar, because the more you do that, the more your satisfaction is going to go up and you're going to feel a lot more mental clarity and freedom from just feeling bogged down by that stuff. We have a lot of clients that are completely different in every way. Some will do this more than others, but no matter what, you can train people. That's one of the biggest things. Train your clients how to treat you well. See, a lot of advisors, we take their phone calls whenever and take advantage of that. Our fees don't justify that kind of treatment. I'll tell you that right now. So number four, getting into that time management. Talk a lot about block scheduling. I'm a huge advocate of block scheduling, which is just simply locking down certain periods of time to do certain things. As I said earlier, allocating time for client service. I like batching. So when I would do reviews, I love to attempt to do all my reviews in the shortest period of time possible. I mean, literally like 2 weeks, and do 5 reviews a day for a couple of weeks and just be done with it, right? And just slam them out, because there's some market topics, let's say, that I want to discuss. Get down that talk, you know, the bullet points that you're really talking about, get that down. You've looked at the portfolios that most of your clients are in, and you know, you're able to just get a good snapshot, get a good story, and it's so much easier for you to execute on that story. That's a time management issue. If every appointment's just kind of like a feet up on the couch, you're going to have a really hard time ever scaling, right? That's fine. Just know you're always going to run a little boutique. You're just never going to build anything that anybody wants to buy, right? Nobody wants to buy the book that's so personal relationship so much where it's just only relationship. And as soon as you're gone, the clients are gone as well, right? It's got to be this mix of this professionalism with I know you, with I care about you. That element of personal relationship has to also match up with clients are trained to use our link. Clients know to read our emails. You know, like, it's not just purely, well, I just call Mike all the time, you know, and he'll stay on the phone with me for 45 minutes. You know, like, that's not a healthy relationship with clients, in my opinion, for somebody that's working to scale something. So So basically you want to time block your prospecting as well. I see a lot of people not doing this. It's probably one of the biggest things we avoid as financial advisors is we just don't prospect enough. We don't evangelize, as I like to call it. We're doing a client appreciation event from 4 to 6 tomorrow in our office building. We've got raffles, not ones that they just get tickets for coming. They get tickets for bringing guests. We got Santa Claus coming. All the clients are bringing their grandkids. We've got their kids and their grandkids, because who do I want to know? The client might be 70 years old, but I want to know the kids, because sooner or later, unfortunately, that client who I've loved for a long time is going to pass away. Statistically, we as advisors lose those assets by high margin and they go to another advisor. That's not the case with our clients. We retain almost all client money when a client passes away, because as it heirs into the children, we actually know the kids, because we want to do events. You do this kind of thing quarterly in order to make sure that when people pass on, you retain assets. And not only that, you're giving an opportunity to people to also bring friends and introductions of new clients. I mean, these things not only pay for themselves, but have an absolutely incredible return on investment. So, number 5, client experience. The way that Supernova basically approaches this with that wow factor I was talking about in the experience is really only possible when you start to do the things that I've discussed above correctly. When your time management's really good, when your CRM is dialed in, when your reviews are great, when they're getting client communicate, people then are going to be like, wow, these guys are awesome. And that's where introductions come from. Referrals suck. Introductions are awesome. You don't want referrals. Referrals are terrible. Here's a name. Call this guy. Well, this guy doesn't know me. You know, this lady doesn't know me. They're not going to want to pick up the phone. I want an introduction. Best, I want an introduction over drinks, coffee, breakfast, whatever the case is, right? I want, at minimum, I want a 3-way text, right? I want something that is personal from them. And I'll tell you, when you get client experience to a high level, introductions become simple. They happen all the time. And you grow your agency organically, right? By standardizing these workflows, okay, you need to document out all this stuff. So you need to document, it's not hard, okay? You sit down, you can use ChatGPT nowadays and AI, you can give it all the notes and it'll help organize that stuff for you in a big way and help it be concise. But you need to standardize what this looks like. We send emails like this. This is when we do reviews. This is how clients book appointments and the process by which we do that. You need to basically systematize every single part of your business. If you're not familiar with systemization, there's two books that are fantastic. One is Traction by Wickman and EOS, which is going to be part 2 of this video. I'm going to be talking about how to integrate Supernova with the EOS and Entrepreneurial Operating System, how to bring those two together. Another great book is The E-Myth. And so either The E-Myth and Traction, I found, are two absolutely incredible books that can make a dramatic bump in your systemization, time management, and help you with all these things, including all the way down to the client experience. So join us for the next episode where it's just me as my talking head. I'm going to be talking about integration of EOS with Supernova. In the meantime, go read Supernova if you haven't read it before. I promise that recommendation will be something that you will enjoy and you will get a lot from. So this methodology has been adopted by many financial advisors over a long period of time now and has increased profitability, deepened client relationships, and made a big, big difference for a lot of different shops all across the country. Welcome to part 2 of Supernova. Today, we're actually talking about EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating System, integrating Supernova model with EOS approach, and how you can create a structured, super high performance framework for a financial advisory practice. So we're going to get into how these two complement each other, how they work together. If you haven't read the book, read this book, okay? You want to go read Traction. First off, Traction, great book. Good friend of mine, Tony Thompson, and Alex told me to read this book. So shout out to you guys if you guys watch the show. Not financial advisors, both are in real estate and entrepreneurs. And told me to read the book. We implemented it at Terra Wealth. Started to see some dramatic results in a short period of time through the implementation. And it's just such a clean way to organize your system, your team, and put some real hands-on action steps. You know, how do you go, in our case, how do you go from 8 figures to 9 figures in revenue quickly, right? How do you go from 6 figures to 7 figures, depending on where your revenue's at? How do you make that happen? And Supernova is a big thing as the financial advisor running your practice. It's a big aspect, but let's just talk about I'm going to go through a handful of steps here. 7 steps. Point one, starting with vision. OS vision is massive. Most people aren't communicating vision clearly enough. We're not really getting out our vision accurately to all of our team. And even in many cases, you need to get your vision out then to, you know, like clients, okay? EOS component plus Supernova goals. In EOS, the vision, there's this thing called the VTO, the Vision Traction Organizer. Basically defines your core values, focus, and long-term goals. If you use Supernova principles of focusing on the smaller, high-value client base, you can set a vision of quality over quantity, in which case you can start to get bigger clients. So for example, an EOS vision statement would be something like, deliver unparalleled client service to 50 high net worth families, ensuring the 1242 client contact and exceptional financial outcomes. So that's, then you're taking EOS and you're combining it with Supernova, because Supernova is all about the client experience, and you're getting that through the type of contact. You're creating in a cadence of contact to create a wow factor. So how do you do that? Well, first you got to create the vision. What is the vision for your brand? I talked about that in the last episode. Do you want to be a boutique? Do you want to build something big? What do you want? You got to get really clear on the vision first. Number two, accountability chart. So in EOS and Supernova, you got to know defined roles. So in Supernova, you've got basically the senior advisor, the junior advisor, the administrative staff. In EOS, you're going to have essentially the same thing, but it requires these clear roles and responsibilities. The team-based approach in Supernova, in EOS, roles and responsibilities, here's how these come together. So in EOS, they call it an integrator. The integrator, in the case of a practice, would be the senior advisor. You're going to oversee implementation of Supernova workflows. You're going to ensure that the team's aligned. You're making sure everybody's doing their job. You're looking from the top down. Okay. Advisor role. Now, this might be for a period of time, it might be in both of these seats. And what EOS calls a seat is essentially a role, and you can sit in multiple seats. But in time, you want to move into only one. So the advisor role focuses on relationship management, strategic advice. You know, we're talking all about all the strategy, tactical and strategic, and you're talking about all the planning and just all that goes with it. But then also following that 12-4-2 model as it relates to the contact and how often you're doing reviews. So then you want a support team. They're handling admin tasks, the scheduling of your appointments. They're preparing for the next quarterly, semi-annual reviews. They're pulling and printing the statements for you, making sure the information inside of your planning software is up to date. They're the ones that are keeping your database clean, that kind of thing. Right? The advisor role or the integrator isn't doing that stuff, right? You want somebody doing that for you. So EOS is then big on what they call a ROC. A ROC is something that takes more than 2 weeks. Anything less than 2 weeks, they call it a to-do. A ROC is like this big project you really want to get done. They're 90-day goals in EOS, and they basically align with Supernova's systematic client interaction. Because you think about, if you're doing 4 reviews a year with the clients, that's 4 rocks. Essentially, there's 4 quarters. So you're breaking that, your rocks into that. So if you're implementing 12-4-2, the communication cadence for the top 50 clients should at least land in that at minimum. I think the 12 in this day and age, the book's getting a little older, should be higher, because the level of communication that most people expect has increased. So the next is develop a training program for the team. You need to be able to support the Supernova model. You got to get that junior and that admin assistant working kind of all together so that you can start to unload clients without also accidentally decreasing service. We don't want service to go down when it goes to a junior. We want it to go up, actually, because you're less burdened, and now you've got somebody to share in that burden, and that's going to enable you to create better better service. So you want to onboard new technology also to track that client touch points, right? So that's back to CRM. Streamlining things like Google reviews. Our office is, I don't know right now, but we're definitely one of the highest Google reviewed financial advisory practices in the entire state that we're in. You want to get that really into a great place because that's going to help drive engagement to your firm. So number four is scorecard. Scorecard in EOS is very similar to what most people would call a KPI. These key performance indicators that Supernova talks about, that's a really famous business term. EOS talks about basically your scorecard are your KPIs. So EOS uses these weekly scorecards. So like every week you're measuring success. I mean, if you're talking about hundreds of clients, it's pretty easy to do because you're meeting with people regularly throughout the year, as well as bringing on new accounts, opening new accounts, so on and so forth. So the scorecard can help you incorporate Supernova's key performance indicators in these a couple of core areas. So number one is touch point metrics. Those number of monthly check-ins completed. You have 100 clients. You have to do a certain amount of those monthly check-ins because you're breaking down your 100. You're seeing them four times a year online or in person at least twice. So you're going, okay, that's 400 visits divided by the 12 months, divided by the amount of weeks. And you can then measure how am I doing, how am I staying on track as it relates to all of these meetings. Next one, so there's three here, touch point metrics. Number two is client satisfaction. Number three is referral generation. So back to client satisfaction. Use surveys, okay? A good CRM is going to have a survey ability. If not, you have things like SurveyMonkey and these websites that you can go to create a survey. You're going to, of course, have to work through with your compliance to make sure they're cool with said surveys. But you can use these to measure basically net promoter scores. So like how is all of this going? Okay. Referral generation, basically the number of high quality referrals or introductions that you're getting from top clients. You actually should be measuring that because year over year, and more importantly, if you start to implement these kinds of things, you're like, I don't know, I've always been a cowboy. You start to get EOS, Supernova in your practice. You start to build efficiencies into your practice. I promise you will start to see an increase in introduction and referrals. So when that occurs, you want to know why. You want to go, okay, surveys will help you to know. People are like, I enjoy the emails. I enjoy talking to you more often. I enjoy how you're doing your reviews differently, right? So number five, what they call an L10 meeting in EOS is basically very similar to a Supernova process review. Use a weekly L10 meeting to review Supernova's implementation. Okay, so issues list, let's just talk about this. Address gaps in the 1242 execution, such as scheduling conflicts or client resistance. In these meetings, you're looking at, okay, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And you're reviewing your rocks and you're reviewing your to-do list. Okay, a to-do is assigning basically a follow-up, like a scheduling a review with somebody, sending a personalized update. Maybe it's sending a handwritten card. These are the kind of things that you add to a to-do list that are measurable. Handwritten cards, by the way, are such a good one. Handwritten notes for a financial advisor should be a part of your scorecard. You should have a goal to do a certain amount of handwritten notes every single week and to follow that cadence and to always keep up with that cadence. People love handwritten notes. It's something that, I don't know, it's died a long time ago in America. There's not a lot of people that still do that. But I'll tell you, if you do, I've got a card. It's not an envelope length, right? It's a card size, like you would receive a Hallmark card or something. It's that kind of size, really beautiful color paper. It's like a cream. I've got just a simple line across the top. It's got a font with my name, Joshua Mock. It's clean. It's not complicated. It's got plenty of writing space, enables me to write a handwritten note. Send that to somebody, they receive it with your name. They clearly know it's from you, but they open that up. People really love that stuff. It makes a dramatic difference in your relationship above just kind of the words that we say. Number six is process, EOS and Supernova workflows. EOS processes are really standardized. You want processes standardized, documented in the process component. That's basically going to align with how Supernova emphasizes on systemization. Systemization, processes, same, but they are very different, and which is why I think they're both worth the read. So basically, you want to document your 1242 process. That can be done very well inside of your CRM. So you want monthly call templates. You want to include scripts for check-ins. We email once every week, but your 1242 is also incorporating an actual phone call. You're checking in. How are you? It might just be about the dog, because a month ago they said Fluffy is getting surgery, right? You're asking about the dog. How are they doing? You know, the daughter, Jessica, just went off to LSU. How's she doing down there? You know, that kind of thing. Okay. Then the quarterly meeting agendas, basically you're focused on those investment performance. That's where you're getting into basically tax planning, your diversification, how's all that working out, okay? Then your semi-annual, that every 6 months, sorry, that's comprehensive. You're digging into the financial goals. That's where you might be realigning stuff and making some of the more major changes. So I also think you should automate routine tasks. We'll talk about this, but automate routine tasks like reminders and email follow-ups using your CRM. It should really help you with that if you've got a CRM that has that. If you don't, you need one, because a CRM done properly these days, I think, could alleviate about 30% of an advisor's daily workload. A 30% lift in time equals 30% more time to prospect. 30% more time to grow your book. Anything that is repetitive should be automated. So client acquisition, number 7, last thing here, is client acquisition and retention, okay? So Supernova and EOS, they call that the marketing seat inside of EOS. How do you combine this EOS marketing initiative with Supernova's high touch referral strategy? So if you need to build some rocks to build and execute on some campaigns. This is why I talked about how we created a 52 email series that's available to everybody who uses our CRM, where we're targeting these niche, high net worth audiences. In our case, we're targeting basically mass affluent plus who's the emails are written for. But you need something like that. And then if you employ Supernova's wow factor, their wow experience, to generate that high loyalty, that's where you're going to get better introductions from. Client acquisition and retention is essentially going to come from the quality of your phone calls, handwritten notes, and a CRM that's helping you to do all of those things really, really efficiently, so you're not banging your head against the wall all the time. So basically by merging, I wanted to do a video on these. You maybe haven't read the books, but by merging Supernova's structure and basically a client service model with EOS's accountability and their traction framework, you're creating this way to scale a client-focused practice, okay? And basically, you know, let me know if you'd like to learn more. You want to get more of a detailed guide on how to do this. You know, you can always reach out. This is kind of stuff that we can email out and press out to listeners of the show. And hopefully this was helpful. If you haven't, like as I said, go read Traction by Gino Wickman. The book is helpful. You can also find a tremendous amount on YouTube and stuff on the book. And also make sure to give Supernova a read if you haven't. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. As always, so encouraged by the tremendous amount of people watching on YouTube, listeners on Spotify and iTunes and everything else. Advisors just getting better every single day, growing their practices. If we all work together in this collective, I think we can make our industry a whole lot better and shine a lot more light from young people as a new career that they could go into and do, as well as for clients to see that advisors are out there and they really do care and want to do what's best for clients. See you later. All right. Welcome to the disclosures for the Advisors Collective. The conversations on this podcast are intended to provide financial advisors with ideas, strategies, concepts, and tools that could be incorporated into their advisory practice. Advisors are ultimately responsible for ensuring implementation and compliance of anything discussed in according with your regulatory and compliance responsibilities and obligations. These discussions are meant purely for educational purposes. None of the information heard should be taken as financial advice or planning. The conversations and opinions that are expressed in the show are that of each host only and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of the other hosts and their affiliated companies. This podcast is not intended to give tax, legal, or investment advice. Always consult with a qualified professional. For my practice, securities are offered through Cape Securities Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory accounts are offered through Terra Wealth Management.